We are live here at Duncan Park for opening day of the Hartford Yard Goats. First pitch, 7:10 p.m., the 10th anniversary of the Yard Goats. Gates open at 5:30. I will tell you, like, the one of the best decisions, Hartford's got a lot of challenges, but the $5 parking, it's like, it should be that for everything. In fact, they should make, generally speaking, parking for free if you want to go out for dinner or what have you. I just think we need to incentivize people to come down. But it's going to be several thousand people here in downtown Hartford tonight, and they'll be entertained by the baseball and a bunch of other stuff. And sort of the person who can be the energy behind so much of it is Connor Geary. Game day, Connor. Have you legally changed your name?
The paperwork is in process.
Okay, good, yeah. Good. And Connor, by the way, you still do your sponsorship and sales stuff for the Goats too, right?
That's right. Monday through Friday, you know, through the off season, I'm here on the business side, working on sponsorship sales and making sure that we have partners to engage with our fans here at the ballpark.
And you also do game day for UConn basketball,
men's and women's,
and you do Connecticut Sun.
Correct.
And what else? Anything else that I'm missing?
UConn football. I do. It's turned into about three pretty regular events with the NCAA. So some of their championship events that I'm tied into, and then I do a ton of, you know, organizations, charities, galas, golf tournaments, private businesses.
So things are. I mean, not to get into it, but like, do you have an agent now to manage stuff, or do you still manage it all yourself?
No, everything's managed myself. This is.
Because that's a lot to manage.
It's a lot to manage. You know, no agent yet is taking me on as a client to make, you know, $5 to $6 a month. So, you know.
and you have, I want to ask you, I'll ask you about the family in a second. So
sure.
I'm curious, like, what are some of the energy differences between the sports? Is there a common thread throughout? Like, in football, it's open air, it's bigger. You have Gamble, which is closed, which is packed, and here, which is open air, but, you know, it's a smaller venue than the Rent. So, like, what are the differences?
Yeah, I mean, well, Brian, you asked a very good question and then gave yourself the precise answer. The differences are largely with the nature of the venue itself. Is it outdoors? Is it indoors? You know, that has a lot of impact in terms of sound and the peak of the volume that you can get to, and then crowd size. You know, so we start there, the difference between 3,000 people and 30,000 people means you kind of have to get more out of them. But it also depends on the nature of the event itself too, right? So understanding the composition of the crowd. Is it lots of kids today? Is
right.
it, you know, is it a Friday where coworkers are hanging out? Is it, you know, am I going to a neutral site? Am I going to a place where a lot of people don't know me? What kind of season are we having? Sometimes the contest itself is very important. You know, to get first place or, you know, all of those kinds of things. But the constant has to be that whatever I'm presenting, especially in the Connecticut market, has to be pretty, you know, familiar to people, right? I want them to understand my personality, what I bring to the table and to the fan experience. And so regardless of whether you're at Duncan Park or Gamble or Rentschler or, you know, the Excel Center, whatever it might be, you know, that there is a Connecticut does sports very well these days, and people are very excited to go to our games. And, you know, we've got one of our teams in the Final Four tonight. And so matching that kind of expectation is always part of what I try to bring to the table, too.
We're talking with Connor Geary here on Brian and Company. He obviously does game day here with the Yard Goats, but does it for UConn Sports as well as Connecticut Sun. And I'm just sort of fascinated by it. And we talk to you once or twice a year. But, you know, what do you like specifically about baseball?
Yeah, so I grew up playing Little League, right? So there are sights and smells and sounds to America's pastime that are unique to it, right? The pace of play, you know, in terms of inning breaks and the amount of activity and promotion, especially at the AA level of minor league baseball.
Well, your job is important. I mean,
correct.
Yeah.
Right. So thank you. I appreciate that.
No, but it's true. But like throwing a bunch of T-shirts in the stands at Gamble doesn't need a ton of help for vibe and energy, right? I mean, it doesn't need you. I think this place needs you and your staff like more than a Gamble would on a stacked game day.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a top 10 matchup and you've got 5,000 students taking up, you know, half of the capacity of the building, there's already an energy there, right? So it's my job to match that and enhance that. But right, at a place like this, we play games on Tuesday nights and Wednesday nights, and we play in April and we play in September. It's not always just the most organic environment in the world, and you want to make sure to elicit as, so you're getting the kids to participate. You want to make sure. So the baseball, and especially the Yard Goats, and especially minor league baseball, they are entertainment centers, you know, that play baseball, right? So much of what the organization does is the player development, the coaching, the training, all of those things kind of happen in a bit of a different sphere than what all of our staff are working on throughout the year, which right. is the fan experience. How do we make this the best ballpark? What do we do that's new, fun, different, wacky, wild, zany, crazy? And then, you know, introducing all of that into our fan base and making sure that they're 10 years in, you know, still entertaining coming out.
Yeah, I mean, and Tim Restall, the president, we talk about a lot. I mean, his goal is to make people happy.
Correct.
Like that's what you, the goal, everything they do is to make people happy.
Well, very early on when I started working here, I heard him say that we throw a party and a baseball game breaks out. And that is, you know, that is representative of everything that we try to do for about 70 games out of the year.
Yeah, and I enjoy it because, like, I'm going to Fenway later today, and you spend all this money. And, like, baseball, the way the pace is, you sometimes you tune in, tune out, and this and that. Like, here, I don't feel as much pressure to, like, be so engaged in the game. I can enjoy all of it. I can have conversations and do this and that because it's a more affordable experience for people. We're talking with Connor Geary here on Brian and Company. I'm curious, like, how old's the – you have a second child, right? What's the breakdown right now?
Yeah, so we have two girls. My girls are home sleeping probably. Harper is 2 and about 3 months. And Emmy, our younger daughter, is almost 6 months old.
Sleeping?
Not particularly well. Yep.
How's the balance for you? I mean, is it – I mean, it's obviously – probably a little tougher on your wife.
Yeah,
but I mean, has it been tough?
You know, yes. I mean, I'd be lying if I said it wasn't. It is tough. It's tough because, you know, I was up through the night, right?
Yeah, yeah, right.
So now
you still
got
to do what you
got
to do.
I got to be on, yep. You know, for our biggest day of the year, right? And there's no, you know, no excuses. Play like a champ. I think that's rule number 76 in Wedding Crashers. I can't remember exactly what. You know, so
never leave a man behind. That's all.
Right,
I know.
Right, right. So you know, there is a very realistic component, sort of, in terms of being dad and a husband and on the home front and. You know, all of those things that are priorities that also share a lot of time with these schedules that I don't manage, but I am obligated to. And, you know, and that's the world's smallest violin, right? I've got the coolest job in the state of Connecticut. There's just no doubt. I mean, maybe second to you. I don't know. I mean, you're going to Fenway later. Pardon me. You know, we just got.
But you've built it yourself. You're being humble, but like you've really created something for yourself that I think is great. And I just quick questions on the UConn women. You think they can win it?
It's absolutely theirs to win.
Do you ever like get the chance to interact with like Paige and AZ and stuff like that?
Yes, but very early on, I adopted sort of a philosophy of I let the players do their thing, yeah. Right? So I'm not here to chase their clout. They've got professional careers. They are. You know, the world of college athletics as a business now is very different. So that transformation over time is one where I respect
the boundaries.
I absolutely respect the boundaries. They're there to play a game. They're going to do plenty. There have been a couple of occasions. Listen, I mean, some of the basketball players did our gender reveal for Emmy. You know, I mean, so the access that I get is very cool. Yeah. But I'm very respectful of those boundaries. And when we're in the same environment, it is 99% of the time because they're about to play a game.
Right.
And it's
they're
not
focused. Yeah.
Correct. It's not my job to go up there and distract them.
Well, congrats on the baby.
Thank you so much.
You know, I think she was born since I last saw you.
Yep.
And have fun tonight. I hope you can power through it. Connor Geary, of course, Game Day Connor here at Duncan Park. You can see him tonight. Game starts at 7:10. You're